Copyright 2007 Cisco Systems, Incorporated. Module 1 Introduction to the Personal Computer 1.0 Introduction. Information technology IT is the design, development, implementation, support, and management of computer hardware and software applications. An IT professional is knowledgeable about computer systems and operating systems. This chapter will review IT certifications and the components of a basic personal computer system. After completing this chapter, you will meet these objectives. List of 8 items. Explain IT industry certifications. Describe a computer system. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of cases and power supplies. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal components. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of ports and cables. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of input devices. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of output devices. Explain system resources and their purposes. List end. Module overview. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. Information technology. No relevant information. 1.1 Explain IT industry certifications. This course will focus on desktop and laptop computers. It will also discuss electronic devices, such as personal digital assistants and cell phones. Training and experience will qualify a technician to service these computers and personal electronic devices. You will gain the specialized technical skills needed to install, maintain, and repair computers. Earning an industry standard certification will give you confidence and increase your opportunities. In IT, this course is focused on the following 2 industry standard certifications, list of 2 items. The CompTIA Plus. The European Certification of Informatics Professional EUCIP IT Administrator Certification Modules 1-3 List End. After completing this section, you will meet these objectives. List of 3 items. Identify education and certifications. Describe the A-plus certification. Describe the EUCIP certification. List End. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. IT technician. No relevant information. 1.1. Explain IT industry certifications. 1.1.1. Identify education and certifications. Table end. Information technology IT is a term that encompasses the relationship between hardware, software, networks, and technical assistance provided to users. IT Essentials, PC hardware and software covers the information that a technician needs to be successful in IT. This course covers the following topics, list of 9 items. Personal computers. Safe lab procedures. Troubleshooting. Operating systems. Laptop computers. Printers and scanners. Networks. Security. Communication skills. List end. The IT Essentials course focuses on 2 hardware and software skills-based industry certifications, CompTIA Plus and EUCIP. This course is only an introduction into the world of IT. A technician may continue to study and earn the following certifications, list of 9 items. CCNA Cisco Certified Networking Associate. CCNP Cisco Certified Networking Professional. CCIE Cisco Certified Internet Networking Expert. CISSP Certified Information Systems Security Professional. MCP Microsoft Certified Professional. MCSA Microsoft Certified Systems Administrator. MCSE Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer. Network Plus CompTIA Network Certification. Linux Plus CompTIA Linux Certification. List end. IT certifications can be used as credits for university and college degrees in areas such as computer science and telecommunications. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. IT certification. No relevant information. 1.1. Explain IT industry certifications. 1.1.2. Describe the A-plus certification. Table end. Computing Technology Industry Association CompTIA developed the A-plus certification program. A CompTIA A-plus certification, as shown in Figure 1, signifies that a candidate is a qualified PC hardware and software technician. CompTIA certifications are known throughout the IT community as one of the best ways to enter the information technology field and build a solid career. An A-plus certification candidate must pass 2 exams. The first exam is CompTIA A-plus Essentials. The second advanced exam depends on the type of certification desired. Each advanced exam assesses specialized skills in one of the following areas. List of 3 items. IT technician. Remote support technician. Depot technician. List end. CompTIA A-plus Exam Essentials. All certification candidates must pass the A-plus Essentials Exam 220-601. The exam covers the basic skills needed to install, build, upgrade, repair, configure, troubleshoot, optimize, diagnose, and maintain basic personal computer hardware and operating systems. CompTIA A-plus Exam IT Technician. The CompTIA A-plus 220-602 exam assesses the field service technician. Field technicians work in both mobile and corporate technical environments. CompTIA A-plus Exam Remote Support Technician. The CompTIA Plus 220-603 exam assesses remote support technicians who are responsible for assisting a customer without physically touching the customer's computer. A remote technician will often work in a call center environment where technicians resolve operating system and connectivity issues over the telephone or internet. A remote support technician is also called a help desk technician, a call center technician, a technical specialist, or a technical representative. CompTIA Plus Exam Depot Technician. The CompTIA Plus 220-604 examination assesses the depot technician. The depot technician has limited interaction with the customer and works primarily in a workshop or lab. A depot technician is also called a bench technician. Worksheet. IT jobs. Research IT jobs. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. CompTIA Plus. Description displays a picture of a CompTIA Plus certification certificate 1.1. Explain IT industry certifications 1.1.3. Describe the EU-CIP certification. Table end. The EU-CIP IT Administrator Program offers a recognized certification of competence in IT. The certification covers the standards prescribed by the Council of European Professional Informatics Societies CEPIS. The EU-CIP IT Administrator certification consists of 5 modules, with a corresponding exam for each module. This course will prepare you for Modules 1-3. Module 1, Computer Hardware. The Computer Hardware module requires that the candidate understand the basic makeup of a personal computer and the functions of the components. The candidate should be able to effectively diagnose and repair hardware problems. The candidate should be able to advise customers of appropriate hardware to buy. Module 2, Operating Systems. The Operating Systems module requires that the candidate be familiar with the procedures for installing and updating most common operating systems and applications. The candidate should know how to use system tools for troubleshooting and repairing operating systems. Module 3, Local Area Network and Network Services. The Local Area Network and Network Services module requires that the candidate be familiar with the procedure of installing, using, and managing local area networks. The candidate should be able to add and remove users and shared resources. The candidate should know how to use system tools for troubleshooting and repairing networks. Module 4, Expert Network Use. This module is beyond the scope of the IT Essentials course, although some of the topics are covered. The Expert Network Use module requires that the candidate understand LAN communication. Module 5, IT Security. This module is beyond the scope of the IT Essentials course, although some of the topics are covered. The IT Security module requires that the candidate be familiar with security methods and features that are available for a standalone or networked computer. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. EU-CIP modules. Description displays what appears to be an EU-CIP certification webpage. 1.2. Describe a computer system. A computer system consists of hardware and software components. Hardware is the physical equipment such as the case, storage drives, keyboards, monitors, cables, speakers, and printers. The term software includes the operating system and programs. The operating system instructs the computer how to operate. These operations may include identifying, accessing, and processing information. Programs or applications perform different functions. Programs vary widely, depending on the type of information that will be accessed or generated. For example, instructions for balancing a checkbook are very different from instructions for simulating a virtual reality world on the internet. The following sections in this chapter discuss the hardware components found in a computer system. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. Basic personal computer system. Description displays a picture of a desktop computer system, including an LCD monitor, keyboard, mouse and mini tower. 1.3. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of cases and power supplies. The computer case provides protection and support for the internal components of the computer. All computers need a power supply to convert alternating current AC power from the wall socket into direct current DC power. The size and shape of the computer case is usually determined by the motherboard and other internal components. You can select a large computer case to accommodate additional components that may be required in the future. Other users may select a smaller case that requires minimal space. In general, the computer case should be durable, easy to service, and have enough room for expansion. The power supply must provide enough power for the components that are currently installed and allow for additional components that may be added at a later time. If you choose a power supply that powers only the current components, it may be necessary to replace the power supply when other components are upgraded. After completing this section, you will meet these objectives. List of 2 items. Describe cases. Describe power supplies list end. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. Computer case with power supply. Description displays a picture of a common power supply and its location within a tower case. Essentially a transformer, converting mains power to 12V+/and 5V+/ supplies. A power supply is roughly 20 centimeters cube in dimension, contains its own internal cooling fan and is generally located in the upper portion of a tower case. A tower case is one which stands vertically on a desktop rather than horizontal. A number of various connections are at the rear of the power supply in addition to the internal leads, generally a mains power selector switch can be set for the common main power supplies 240V 50Hz, 110V 60Hz. An additional power supply port can also be present for supplying monitor power. This will vary with specific power supplies. 1.3. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of cases and power supplies. 1.3.1. Describe cases. Table end. A computer case contains the framework to support the internal components of a computer while providing an enclosure for added protection. Computer cases are typically made of plastic, steel, and aluminum and are available in a variety of styles. The size and layout of a case is called a form factor. There are many types of cases, but the basic form factors for computer cases include desktop and tower. Desktop cases may be slimline or full-sized, and tower cases may be mini or full-sized, as shown in Figure 1. Computer cases are referred to in a number of ways. List of 5 items. Computer chassis. Cabinet. Tower. Box. Housing. List end. In addition to providing protection and support, cases also provide an environment designed to keep the internal components cool. Case fans are used to move air through the computer case. As the air passes warm components, it absorbs heat and then exits the case. This process keeps the components of the computer from overheating. There are many factors that must be considered when choosing a case. List of 3 items. The size of the motherboard. The number of external or internal drive locations called bays. Available space. List end. See Figure 2 for a list of features. In addition to providing protection from the environment, cases help to prevent damage from static electricity. Internal components of the computer are grounded by attachment to the case. Note, you should select a case that matches the physical dimensions of the power supply and motherboard. 2 diagrams. Diagram 1, pictorial. Types of computer cases. Description displays a picture of a few of the common cases: plastic, metal, full tower / mini tower, etc. Cosmetic appearance of these cases varies significantly, however base sizes and common ports are essentially standard USB, FireWire 1394, etc. Diagram 2, listing. Choosing a case. Description displays a list of the factors and the rationale to be considered when choosing a case. Factor, model type. Rationale, there are 2 main case models. One type is for desktop PCs, and the other type is for tower computers. The type of motherboard you choose determines the type of case that can be used. The size and shape must match exactly. Factor, size. Rationale, if a computer has many components, it will need more room for airflow to keep the system cool. Factor, available space. Rationale, desktop cases allow space conservation in tight areas because the monitor can be placed on top of the unit. The design of the desktop case may limit the number and size of the components that can be added. Factor, power supply. Rationale, you must match the power rating and the connection type of the power supply to the type of motherboard you have chosen. Factor, appearance. Rationale, for some people, how the case looks doesn't matter at all. For others, it is critical. There are many case designs to choose from if it is necessary to have a case that is attractive. Factor, status display. Rationale, what is going on inside the case may be very important. LED indicators that are mounted on the front of the case can tell you if the system is receiving power, when the hard drive is being used, and when the computer is on standby or sleeping. Factor, vents. Rationale, all cases have a vent on the power supply, and some have another vent on the back to help draw air into or out of the system. Some cases are designed for more vents in the event that the system needs a way to dissipate an unusual amount of heat. This situation may occur when many devices are installed close together in the case. 1.3. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of cases and power supplies. 1.3.2. Describe power supplies. Table end. The power supply, shown in Figure 1, converts alternating current AC power coming from a wall outlet into direct current DC power, which is a lower voltage. DC power is required for all of the components inside the computer. Connectors. Most connectors today are keyed connectors. Keyed connectors are designed to be inserted in only one direction. Each part of the connector has a colored wire with a different voltage running through it, as seen in Figure 2. Different connectors are used to connect specific components and various locations. On the motherboard, list of 5 items. A Molex connector is a keyed connector used to connect to an optical drive or a hard drive. A Berg connector is a keyed connector used to connect to a floppy drive. A Berg connector is smaller than a Molex connector. A 20-pin or 24-pin slotted connector is used to connect to the motherboard. The 24-pin slotted connector has 2 rows of 12 pins each, and the 20-pin slotted connector has 2 rows of 10 pins each. A 4-pin to 8-pin auxiliary power connector has two rows of 2 to 4 pins and supplies power to all areas of the motherboard. The 4-pin to 8-pin auxiliary power connector is the same shape as the main power connector, but smaller. Older standard power supplies use two connectors called pages 8 and pages 9 to connect to the motherboard. Pages 8 and pages 9 were unkeyed connectors. They could be installed backwards, potentially damaging the motherboard or power supply. The installation required that the connectors were lined up with the black wires together in the middle list end. Note, if you have a difficult time inserting a connector, try a different way, or check to make sure that there are no bent pins or foreign objects in the way. Remember, if it seems difficult to plug in any cable or other part, there is something wrong. Cables, connectors, and components are designed to fit together snugly. Never force any connector or component. The connectors that are plugged in incorrectly will damage the plug and the connector. Take your time and make sure that you are handling the hardware correctly. Electricity and Ohm's Law. These are the four basic units of electricity, list of four items. Voltage V, current I, power P, resistance R list end. Voltage, current, power, and resistance are electronic terms that a computer technician must know, list of six items. Voltage is a measure of the force required to push electrons through a circuit. Voltage is measured in volts V. A computer power supply usually produces several different voltages. Current is a measure of the amount of electrons going through a circuit. Current is measured in amperes, or amps A. Computer power supplies deliver different amperages for each output voltage. Power is a measure of the pressure required to push electrons through a circuit, called voltage, multiplied by the number of electrons going through that circuit, called current. The measurement is called watts W. Computer power supplies are rated in watts. Resistance is the opposition to the flow of current in a circuit. Resistance is measured in ohms. Lower resistance allows more current, and therefore, more power, to flow through a circuit. A good fuse will have low resistance or a measurement of almost 0 ohms list end. There is a basic equation that expresses how three of the terms relate to each other. It states that voltage is equal to the current multiplied by the resistance. This is known as Ohm's Law. Volt equal IR. In an electrical system, power P is equal to the voltage multiplied by the current. P equal VI. In an electrical circuit, increasing the current or the voltage will result in higher power. As an example of how this works, imagine a simple circuit that has a 9V light bulb hooked up to a 9V battery. The power output of the light bulb is 100 watt. Using the equation above, we can calculate how much current in amps would be required to get 100W out of this 9V bulb. To solve this equation, we know the following information, list of three items. P equal 100W, volt equal 9V. I equal 100 watts per 9 volt equal 11.11A list end. What happens if a 12V battery and a 12V light bulb are used to get 100W of power? 0.100 watts / 12 volt equal 8.33 amps. This system produces the same power, but with less current. Computers normally use power supplies ranging from 200W to 500W. However, some computers may need 500W to 800W power supplies. When building a computer, select a power supply with sufficient wattage to power all of the components. Obtain the wattage information for the components from the manufacturers. Documentation. When deciding on a power supply, make sure to choose a power supply that has more than enough power for the current components. Caution, do not open a power supply. Electronic capacitors located inside of a power supply, shown in Figure 3, can hold a charge for extended periods of time. 3 diagrams. Diagram 1, pictorial. Power supply. Description displays a picture of a power supply. The cooling fan, mains lead port, main supply selector, and an on-off switch can be observed along with the motherboard power leads and device power leads can also be seen. Diagram 2, table. Power color code. Description displays a table matching a particular cable's voltage, color, use and form. Voltage, plus 12V color, yellow. Use, disk drives, fans, cooling devices, and the system bus slots. Power supply form S, AT, ATX, and ATX-V12. Voltage, minus 12V color, blue. Use, some types of serial port circuits and early programmable read-only memory PROM. Power supply form S, AT, ATX, and ATX-V12. Voltage, plus 3.3V color, orange. Use, most newer CPUs, some types of system memory, and AGP video cards. Power supply form S, ATX, and ATX-V12 only. Voltage, plus 5V color, red. Use, motherboard, baby AT and earlier CPUs, and many motherboard components. Power supply form S, AT, ATX, and ATX-V12. Voltage, minus 5V color, white. Use, ISA bus cards and early PROMs. Power supply form S, AT, ATX, and ATX-V12. Voltage, OV color, black. Use, ground used to complete circuits with other voltages. Power supply form S, AT, ATX, and ATX-V12. Diagram 3, Pictorial. Power supply capacitors. Description, displays a picture of the internal view of a power supply. The smoothing and ground bounce capacitors have been circled. These capacitors are cylindrical in shape and vary in size according to their capacity. 1.4 Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal components. This section discusses the names, purposes, and characteristics of the internal components of a computer. After completing this section, you will meet these objectives, list of 7 items. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of motherboards. Explain the names, purposes, and characteristics of CPUs. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of cooling systems. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of ROM and RAM. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of adapter cards. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of storage drives. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal cables. List end. Single diagram. Diagram 1, Pictorial. Computer components. Description displays a picture of an open computer case, with motherboard exposed. Ribbon cables, power leads, card slots, ports commonly AGP and PCI, PCI 2, and other components are visible. 1.4. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal components. 1.4.1. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of motherboards. Table end. The motherboard is the main printed circuit board and contains the buses, or electrical pathways, found in a computer. These buses allow data to travel between the various components that comprise a computer. Figure 1 shows a variety of motherboards. A motherboard is also known as the system board, the backplane, or the main board. The motherboard accommodates the central processing unit CPU, RAM, expansion slots, heat sink fan assembly, BIOS chip, chipset, and the embedded wires that interconnect the motherboard components. Sockets, internal and external connectors, and various ports are also placed on the motherboard. The form factor of motherboards pertains to the size and shape of the board. It also describes the physical layout of the different components and devices on the motherboard. Various form factors exist for motherboards, as shown in Figure 2. An important set of components on the motherboard is the chipset. The chipset is composed of various integrated circuits attached to the motherboard that control how system hardware interacts with the CPU and motherboard. The CPU is installed into a slot or socket on the motherboard. The socket on the motherboard determines the type of CPU that can be installed. The chipset of a motherboard allows the CPU to communicate and interact with the other components of the computer, and to exchange data with system memory, or RAM, hard disk drives, video cards, and other output devices. The chipset establishes how much memory can be added to a motherboard. The chipset also determines the type of connectors on the motherboard. Most chipsets are divided into 2 distinct components, North Bridge and South Bridge. What each component does varies from manufacturer to manufacturer, but in general the North Bridge controls access to the RAM, video card, and the speeds at which the CPU can communicate with them. The video card is sometimes integrated into the North Bridge. The South Bridge, in most cases, allows the CPU to communicate with the hard drives, sound card, USB ports, and other I/O ports. 2 diagrams. Diagram 1, Pictorial. Motherboards. Description, displays a picture of various motherboards. The differing size, layout, daughterboard ports and CPU's ports can be seen. Diagram 2, List. Motherboard form factors. Description, displays a list of the form factor abbreviations and their explanations. Form factor, AT. Expansion, Advanced Technology. Form factor, ATX. Expansion, Advanced Technology Extended. Form factor, Mini ATX. Expansion, Smaller Footprint of Advanced Technology Extended. Form factor, Micro ATX. Expansion, Smaller Footprint of Advanced Technology Extended. Form factor, LPX. Expansion, Low Profile Extended. Form factor, NLX. Expansion, New Low Profile Extended. Form factor, BTX. Expansion, Balanced Technology Extended. Table with 5 columns and 2 rows. 1.4. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal components. 1.4.2. Explain the names, purposes, and characteristics of CPUs. Table end. The central processing unit CPU is considered the brain of the computer. It is sometimes referred to as the processor. Most calculations take place in the CPU. In terms of computing power, the CPU is the most important element of a computer system. CPUs come in different form factors, each style requiring a particular slot or socket on the motherboard. Common CPU manufacturers include Intel and AMD. The CPU socket or slot is the connector that interfaces between the motherboard and the processor itself. Most CPU sockets and processors in use today are built around the pin grid array PGA architecture, in which the pins on the underside of the processor are inserted into the socket, usually with zero insertion force ZIF. ZIF refers to the amount of force needed to install a CPU into the motherboard socket or slot. Slot-based processors are cartridge-shaped and fit into a slot that looks similar to an expansion slot. Figure 1 lists common CPU socket specifications. The CPU executes a program, which is a sequence of stored instructions. Each model of processor has an instruction set, which it executes. The CPU executes the program by processing each piece of data as directed by the program and the instruction set. While the CPU is executing one step of the program, the remaining instructions and the data are stored nearby in a special memory called cache. There are two major CPU architectures related to instruction sets. List of two items. Reduced instruction set computer RISC architectures use a relatively small set of instructions, and RISC chips are designed to execute these instructions very rapidly. Complex instruction set computer CISC architectures use a broad set of instructions, resulting in fewer steps per operation. List end. Some CPUs incorporate hyperthreading to enhance the performance of the CPU. With hyperthreading, the CPU has multiple pieces of code being executed simultaneously on each pipeline. To an operating system, a single CPU with hyperthreading appears to be two CPUs. The power of a CPU is measured by the speed and the amount of data that it can process. The speed of a CPU is rated in cycles per second. The speed of current CPUs is measured in millions of cycles per second, called megahertz MHZ, or billions of cycles per second, called gigahertz GHZ. The amount of data that a CPU can process at the one time depends on the size of the processor data bus. This is also called the CPU bus or the front side bus FSB. The wider the processor data bus width, the more powerful the processor is. Current processors have a 32-bit or a 64-bit processor data bus. Overclocking is a technique used to make a processor work at a faster speed than its original specification. Overclocking is not a reliable way to improve computer performance and can result in damaging the CPU. MMX is a set of multimedia instructions built into Intel processors. MMX-enabled microprocessors can handle many common multimedia operations that are normally handled by a separate sound or video card. However, only software especially written to call MMX instructions can take advantage of the MMX instruction set. The latest processor technology has resulted in CPU manufacturers finding ways to incorporate more than one CPU core onto a single chip. Many CPUs are capable of processing multiple instructions concurrently. List of two items. Single-core CPU, one core inside a single CPU chip that handles all of the processing capability. A motherboard manufacturer may provide sockets for more than one single processor, providing the ability to build a powerful, multiprocessor computer. Dual-core CPU, two cores inside a single CPU chip in which both cores can process information at the same time. List end. Single diagram. Diagram 1, table. CPU types and socket specifications. Description displays a table matching the various CPUs with their socket specifications. CPU, Intel/AMD 486 class. Socket, socket 1. Pins, 169. Layout 17x17 PGA. Voltage, 5V supported processors, 486SXSX2, DXDX2, DX40D. CPU, Intel/AMD 486 class. Socket, socket 2. Pins, 238. Layout 19x19 PGA. Voltage, 5V supported processors, 486SXSX2, DXDX2, DX40D, 486 Pentium OD. CPU, Intel/AMD 486 class. Socket, socket 3. Pins, 237. Layout 19x19 PGA. Voltage, 5 volts per 3.3V supported processors, 486SXSX2, DXDX2, DX40D, 486 Pentium OD, AMD 5x86. CPU, Intel/AMD 486 class. Socket, socket 6. Pins, 235. Layout 19x19 PGA. Voltage, 3.3V supported processors, 486DX4, 486 Pentium OD. CPU, Intel/AMD 586 Pentium class. Socket, socket 4. Pins, 273. Layout 21x21 PGA. Voltage, 5V supported processors, Pentium 60/66, OD. CPU, Intel/AMD 586 Pentium class. Socket, socket 5. Pins, 320. Layout 37x37 PGA. Voltage, 3.3 volts per 3.5V supported processors, Pentium 75-133 OD. CPU, Intel/AMD 586 Pentium class. Socket, socket 7. Pins, 321. Layout 37x37 PGA. Voltage, VRM. supported processors, Pentium 75-233+, MMX odd, AMD K5 per carat 6, Cyrix M1/II. CPU, Intel 686 Pentium III class. Socket 8. Pins, 387. Layout dual pattern SPGA. Voltage, auto VRM. Supported processors, Pentium Pro, OD. CPU, Intel 686 Pentium III class. Socket, slot 1. Pins, 242. Layout slot. Voltage, auto VRM. Supported processors, Pentium 2II, Celeron, SECC. CPU, Intel 686 Pentium III class. Socket 370. Pins, 370. Layout 37x37 SPGA. Voltage, auto VRM. Supported processors, Celeron/Pentium 3P PGA FCPGA. CPU, Pentium 4 class. Socket 423. Pins, 423. Layout 39x39 SPGA. Voltage, auto VRM. Supported processors, Pentium 4 FCPGA 6SXSX2, DXDX2, DX4OD. Numerous other listings are given for the various CPU families. 1.4. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal components. Point 1.4.3. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of cooling systems. Table end. Electronic components generate heat. Heat is caused by the flow of current within the components. Computer components perform better when kept cool. If the heat is not removed, the computer may run slower. If too much heat builds up, computer components can be damaged. Increasing the airflow in the computer case allows more heat to be removed. A case fan, shown in Figure 1, is installed in the computer case to make the cooling process more efficient. In addition to case fans, a heat sink draws heat away from the core of the CPU. A fan on top of the heat sink, shown in Figure 2, moves the heat away from the CPU. Other components are also susceptible to heat damage and are sometimes equipped with fans. Video adapter cards also produce a great deal of heat. Fans are dedicated to cool the graphics processing unit GPU, as seen in Figure 3. Computers with extremely fast CPUs and GPUs may use a water cooling system. A metal plate is placed over the processor and water is pumped over the top to collect the heat that the CPU creates. The water is pumped to a radiator to be cooled by the air, and then recirculated. 3 diagrams. Diagram 1, pictorial. Case fan. Description, displays the top view of an open case exposing the motherboard. The case fan can be seen to be attached to the rear of the case to provide airflow. Diagram 2, pictorial. CPU fan. Description, a CPU fan is displayed. CPU fans rest against the CPU via a layer of thermal grease to transfer heat. CPU fans generally have multiple fins to aid in rapid heat dispersion. Diagram 3, pictorial. Graphic card cooling system. Description, displays a graphics card with two small onboard cooling fans. Similar to the CPU fans but smaller in size and power. 1.4. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal components. Point 1.4.4. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of ROM and RAM. Table end. ROM. Read-only memory ROM chips are located on the motherboard. ROM chips contain instructions that can be directly accessed by the CPU. Basic instructions for booting the computer and loading the operating system are stored in ROM. ROM chips retain their contents even when the computer is powered down. The contents cannot be erased or changed by normal means. The different types of ROM are shown in Figure 1. Note, ROM is sometimes called firmware. This is misleading because firmware is actually the software that is stored in a ROM chip. RAM. Random access memory. RAM is the temporary storage for data and programs that are being accessed by the CPU. RAM is volatile memory, which means that the contents are erased when the computer is powered off. The more RAM in a computer, the more capacity the computer has to hold and process large programs and files, as well as enhance system performance. The different types of RAM are shown in Figure 2. Memory modules. Early computers had RAM installed on the motherboard as individual chips. The individual memory chips, called dual inline package DIP chips, were difficult to install and often became loose on the motherboard. To solve this problem, designers soldered the memory chips on the special circuit board called a memory module. The different types of memory modules are shown in Figure 3. Note, memory modules can be single-sided or double-sided. Single-sided memory modules only contain RAM on one side of the module. Double-sided memory modules contain RAM on both sides of the module. Cache. SRAM is used as cache memory to store the most frequently used data. SRAM provides the processor with faster access to the data than retrieving it from the slower DRAM, or main memory. The three types of cache memory are shown in Figure 4. Error checking. Memory errors occur when the data is not stored correctly in the RAM chips. The computer uses different methods to detect and correct data errors in memory. Figure 5 shows three different methods of memory error checking. Diagram 1, tabular. ROM types. Description, displays a table matching ROM types and their descriptions. ROM type, ROM description, read-only memory chips. Information is written to a ROM chip when it is manufactured. A ROM chip cannot be erased or rewritten and is obsolete. ROM type, PROM. Description, programmable read-only memory. Information is written to a PROM chip after it is manufactured. A PROM chip cannot be erased or rewritten. ROM type, EPROM description, erasable programmable read-only memory. Information is written to an EPROM chip after it is manufactured. An EPROM chip can be erased with exposure to UV light. Special equipment is required. ROM type, EPROM. Description, electrically erasable programmable read-only memory. Information is written to an EEPROM chip after it is manufactured. EEPROM chips are also called flash ROMs. An EEPROM chip can be erased and rewritten without having to remove the chip from the computer. Diagram 2, tabular. RAM types. Description, displays a table matching RAM types and their descriptions. RAM type, DRAM. Description, dynamic RAM is a memory chip that is used as main memory. DRAM must be constantly refreshed with pulses of electricity in order to maintain the data stored within the chip. RAM type, SRAM. Description, static RAM is a memory chip that is used as cache memory. SRAM is much faster than DRAM and does not have to be refreshed as often. RAM type, FPM memory. Description, fast page mode DRAM is memory that supports paging. Paging enables faster access to the data than regular DRAM. Most 486 and Pentium systems from 1995 and earlier use FPM memory. RAM type, EDO memory. Description, extended data out RAM is memory that overlaps consecutive data accesses. This speeds up the access time to retrieve data from memory, because the CPU does not have to wait for one data access cycle to end before another data access cycle begins. RAM type, SDRAM description, synchronous dynamic RAM is DRAM that operates in synchronization with the memory bus. The memory bus is the data path between the CPU and the main memory. RAM type, DDR SDRAM description, double data rate SDRAM is a memory that transfers data twice as fast as SDRAM. DDR SDRAM increases performance by transferring data twice per cycle. RAM type, DDR2 SDRAM description, double data rate 2 SDRAM is a faster than DDR SDRAM memory. DDR2 SDRAM improves performance over DDR SDRAM by decreasing noise and crosswalk between the signal wires. RAM type, RDRAM description, RAM-based RAM is a memory chip that was developed to communicate at very high rates of speed. RDRAM chips are not commonly used. Diagram 3, tabular. Memory modules. Description, displays a table matching the memory modules with their descriptions. Memory module, DIP. Description, dual inline package is an individual memory chip. A DIP had dual rows of pins used to attach it to the motherboard. Memory module, SIM. Description, single inline memory module is a small circuit board that holds several memory chips. SIMs have 30-pin and 72-pin configurations. Memory module, DIMM. Description, dual inline memory module is a circuit board that holds SDRAM, DDR SDRAM, and DDR2 SDRAM chips. There are 168-pin SDRAM DIMMs, 184-pin DDR DIMMs, and 249-pin DDR2 DIMMs. Diagram 4, tabular. Cache memory. Description, displays a table matching cache memory types and their descriptions. Cache memory type, L1. Description, L1 cache is internal cache and is integrated into the CPU. Cache memory type, L2. Description, L2 cache is external cache and was originally mounted on the motherboard near the CPU. L2 cache is now integrated into the CPU. Cache memory type, L3. Description, L3 cache is used on some high-end workstations and server CPUs. Diagram 5, tabular. Memory errors. Description, displays a table matching memory errors and their descriptions. Memory error, non-party. Description, non-party memory does not check for errors in memory. Memory error, parity. Description, parity memory contains 8 bits for data and 1 bit for error checking. The error checking bit is called the parity bit. Memory error, ECC. Description, error correction code memory can detect multiple bit errors in memory and correct single bit errors in memory. 1.4. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal components. Point 1.4.5. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of adapter cards. Table end. Adapter cards increase the functionality of a computer by adding controllers for specific devices or by replacing malfunctioning ports. Figure 1 shows several types of adapter cards. Adapter cards are used to expand and customize the capability of the computer. List of 10 items. NIC connects a computer to a network using a network cable. Wireless NIC connects a computer to a network using radio frequencies. Sound adapter provides audio capability. Video adapter provides graphic capability. Modem adapter connects a computer to the internet using a phone line. SCSI adapter connects SCSI devices, such as hard drives or tape drives, to a computer. RAID adapter connects multiple hard drives to a computer to provide redundancy and to improve performance. USB port connects a computer to peripheral devices. Parallel port connects a computer to peripheral devices. Serial port connects a computer to peripheral devices. List end. Computers have expansion slots on the motherboard to install adapter cards. The type of adapter card connector must match the expansion slot. A riser card was used in computer systems with the LPX form factor to allow adapter cards to be installed horizontally. The riser card was mainly used in slimline desktop computers. The different types of expansion slots are shown in Figure 2. Two diagrams. Diagram 1, pictorial. Adapter cards. Description, displays three adapter or daughter cards with varying port architectures. Diagram 2, tabular. Expansion slots. Description, displays a table matching the expansion slot types with their description slot type, ISA. Description, industry standard architecture is an 8-bit or 16-bit expansion slot. This is older technology and is seldom used. Slot type, ASA. Description, extended industry standard architecture is a 32-bit expansion slot. This is older technology and is seldom used. Slot type, MCA. Description, microcanal architecture is an IBM proprietary 32-bit expansion slot. This is older technology and is seldom used. Slot type, PCI. Description, peripheral component interconnect is a 32-bit or 64-bit expansion slot used in most computers. Slot type, AGP. Description, advanced graphics port is a 32-bit expansion slot. AGP is designed for video adapters. Slot type, PCI Express. Description, PCI Express is a serial bus expansion slot. PCI Express is backward compatible with PCI slots. PCI Express has X1, X4, X8, and X16 slots 1.4. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal components. Point 1.4.6. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of storage drives. Table end. A storage drive reads or writes information to magnetic or optical storage media. The drive can be used to store data permanently or to retrieve information from a media disk. Storage drives can be installed inside the computer case, such as a hard drive. For portability, some storage drives can connect to the computer using a USB port, a FireWire port, or an SCSI port. These portable storage drives are sometimes referred to as removable drives and can be used on multiple computers. Here are some common types of storage drives, list of 5 items. Floppy drive, hard drive, optical drive, flash drive, network drive. List end. Floppy drive. A floppy drive, or floppy disk drive, is a storage device that uses removable 3.5-inch floppy disks. These magnetic floppy disks can store 720 kilobytes or 1.44 megabytes of data. In a computer, the floppy drive is usually configured as the A drive. The floppy drive can be used to boot the computer if it contains a bootable floppy disk. A 5.25-inch floppy drive is older technology and is seldom used. Hard drive. A hard drive, or hard disk drive, is a magnetic storage device that is installed inside the computer. The hard drive is used as permanent storage for data. In a computer, the hard drive is usually configured as the C drive and contains the operating system and applications. The hard drive is usually configured as the first drive in the boot sequence. The storage capacity of a hard drive is measured in billions of bytes, or gigabytes GB. The speed of a hard drive is measured in revolutions per minute RPM. Multiple hard drives can be added to increase storage capacity. Optical drive. An optical drive is a storage device that uses lasers to read data on the optical media. There are two types of optical drives, list of 2 items. Compact disc CD. Digital versatile disc DVD list end. CD and DVD media can be pre-recorded read only, recordable write once, or re-recordable read and write multiple times. CDs have a data storage capacity of approximately 700 megabytes. DVDs have a data storage capacity of approximately 8.5 gigabytes on one side of the disk. There are several types of optical media, list of 7 items. CD-ROM CD read-only memory media that is pre-recorded. CD-RD recordable media that can be recorded once. CD-RW CD rewritable media that can be recorded, erased, and re-recorded. DVD-ROM DVD read-only memory media that is pre-recorded. DVD-RAM DVD random access memory media that can be recorded, erased, and re-recorded. DVD++R DVD recordable media that can be recorded once. DVD++RW DVD rewritable media that can be recorded, erased, and re-recorded list end. Flash drive. A flash drive, also known as a thumb drive, is a removable storage device that connects to a USB port. A flash drive uses a special type of memory that requires no power to maintain the data. These drives can be accessed by the operating system in the same way other types of drives are accessed. Types of drive interfaces. Hard drives and optical drives are manufactured with different interfaces that are used to connect the drive to the computer. To install a storage drive in a computer, the connection interface on the drive must be the same as the controller on the motherboard. Here are some common drive interfaces, list of 5 items. IDE Integrated Drive Electronics, also called Advanced Technology Attachment ATA, is an early drive controller interface that connects computers and hard disk drives. An IDE interface uses a 40-pin connector. EIDE Enhanced Integrated Drive Electronics, also called ATA2, is an updated version of the IDE drive controller interface. EIDE supports hard drives larger than 512 megabytes, enables direct memory access DMA for speed, and uses the AT attachment packet interface ATAPI to accommodate optical drives and tape drives on the EIDE bus. An EIDE interface uses a 40-pin connector. PATA Parallel ATA refers to the parallel version of the ATA drive controller interface. SATA Serial ATA refers to the serial version of the ATA drive controller interface. A SATA interface uses a 7-pin connector. SCSI Small Computer System Interface is a drive controller interface that can connect up to 15 drives. SCSI can connect both internal and external drives. And SCSI interface uses a 50-pin, 68-pin, or 80-pin connector list end. Storage drives. Floppy drive. Hard drive. Optical drive. Flash drive. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. Storage devices. Description, displays 4 of the most common storage devices, a 3.5 floppy drive, a hard drive, an optical drive, and a flash drive 1.4. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal components. Point 1.4.7. Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of internal cables. Table end. Drives require both a power cable and a data cable. A power supply will have a SATA power connector for SATA drives, a Molex power connector for PATA drives, and a BERT 4-pin connector for floppy drives. The buttons and the LED lights on the front of the case connect to the motherboard with the front panel cables. Data cables connect drives to the drive controller, which is located on an adapter card or on the motherboard. Here are some common types of data cables, list of 5 items. Floppy disk drive FDD data cable. Data cable has up to 2 34-pin drive connectors and 1 34-pin connector for the drive controller. PATA IDE data cable. Parallel ATA data cable has 40 conductors, up to 2 40-pin connectors for drives, and 1 40-pin connector for the drive controller. PATA EIDE data cable. Parallel ATA data cable has 80 conductors, up to 2 40-pin connectors for drives, and 1 40-pin connector for the drive controller. SATA data cable. Serial ATA data cable has 7 conductors, 1 keyed connector for the drive, and 1 keyed connector the drive controller. SCSI data cable. There are 3 types of SCSI data cables. A narrow SCSI data cable has 50 conductors, up to 7 50-pin connectors for drives, and 1 50-pin connector for the drive controller, also called the host adapter. A wide SCSI data cable has 68 conductors, up to 15 68-pin connectors for drives, and 1 68-pin connector for the host adapter. An all-4 SCSI data cable has 80 conductors, up to 15 80-pin connectors for drives, and 1.80-pin connector for the host adapter list end. Note, a colored stripe on a cable identifies pin 1 on the cable. When installing a data cable, always ensure that pin 1 on the cable aligns with pin 1 on the drive or drive controller. Some cables may be keyed and therefore they can only be connected one way to the drive and drive controller. Worksheet. Computer components. Research computer components. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. Internal PC cables. Description, displays 3 common internal cables for device to motherboard bus communications. 2 types of ribbon cables, the wider is for IDE PATA device connection, and the slimmer for floppy drives and card readers. The distinct SATA cable is also shown. 1.5 Identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of ports and cables. Input-output I/O, ports on a computer connect peripheral devices, such as printers, scanners, and portable drives. The following ports and cables are commonly used. List of 9 items. Serial. USB. FireWire. Parallel. SCSI. Network. PS/2. Audio. Video. List end. Serial ports and cables. A serial port can be either a DB9, as shown in Figure 1, or a DB25 male connector. Serial ports transmit 1 bit of data at a time. To connect a serial device, such as a modem or printer, a serial cable must be used. A serial cable has a maximum length of 50 feet, 15.2 meters. USB ports and cables. The Universal Serial Bus USB is a standard interface that connects peripheral devices to a computer. It was originally designed to replace serial and parallel connections. USB devices are hot swappable, which means that users can connect and disconnect the devices while the computer is powered on. USB connections can be found on computers, cameras, printers, scanners, storage devices, and many other electronic devices. A USB hub is used to connect multiple USB devices. A single USB port in a computer can support up to 127 separate devices with the use of multiple USB hubs. Some devices can also be powered through the USB port, eliminating the need for an external power source. Figure 2 shows USB cables with connectors. USB 1.1 allowed transmission rates of up to 12 Mbps in full speed mode and 1.5 Mbps in low speed mode. USB 2.0 allows transmission speeds up to 480 Mbps. USB devices can only transfer data up to the maximum speed allowed by the specific port. FireWire ports and cables. FireWire is a high-speed, hot-swappable interface that connects peripheral devices to a computer. A single FireWire port in a computer can support up to 0.63 devices. Some devices can also be powered through the FireWire port, eliminating the need for an external power source. FireWire uses the IEEE 1394 standard and is also known as I-Link. The IEEE 1394 standard supports data rates up to 400 Mbps and cable lengths up to 15 feet 4.5 m. This standard uses a 6-pin connector or a 4-pin connector. The IEEE 1394B standard supports data rates in excess of 800 Mbps and uses a 9-pin connector. Figure 3 shows FireWire cables with connectors. Parallel ports and cables. A parallel port on a computer is a standard type of DB25 female connector. The parallel connector on a printer is a standard type B36-pin Centronics connector. Some newer printers may use a type C high-density 36-pin connector. Parallel ports can transmit 8 bits of data at one time and use the IEEE 1284 standard. To connect a parallel device, such as a printer, a parallel cable must be used. A parallel cable, as shown in Figure 4, has a maximum length of 15 feet, 4.5 m. SCSI ports and cables. A SCSI port can transmit data at rates in excess of 320 Mbps and can support up to 15 devices. If a single SCSI device is connected to an SCSI port, the cable can be up to 80 feet 24.4 m in length. If multiple SCSI devices are connected to an SCSI port, the cable can be up to 40 12.2 m feet in length. An SCSI port on a computer can be one of three different types, as shown in Figure 5, list of three items. DB25 female connector. High-density 50-pin female connector. High-density 68-pin female connector list end. Note, SCSI devices must be terminated at the endpoints of the SCSI chain. Check the device manual for termination procedures. Caution, some SCSI connectors resemble parallel connectors. Be careful not to connect the cable to the wrong port. The voltage used in the SCSI format may damage the parallel interface. SCSI connectors should be clearly labeled. Network ports and cables. A network port, also known as an RJ45 port, connects a computer to a network. The connection speed depends on the type of network port. Standard Ethernet can transmit up to 10 Mbps, fast Ethernet can transmit up to 100 Mbps, and gigabit Ethernet can transmit up to 1000 Mbps. The maximum length of network cable is 328 feet 100 m. A network connector is shown in Figure 6. PS/2 ports. A picosecond/2 port connects a keyboard or a mouse to a computer. The PS/2 port is a 6-pin mini DIN female connector. The connectors for the keyboard and mouse are often colored differently, as shown in Figure 7. If the ports are not color-coded, look for a small figure of a mouse or keyboard next to each port. Audio ports. An audio port connects audio devices to the computer. The following audio ports are commonly used, as shown in Figure 8, list of four items. Line in connects to an external source, such as a stereo system. Microphone connects to a microphone. Line up connects to speakers or headphones. Gameport/MIDI connects to a joystick or a MIDI interface device. List end. Video ports and connectors. A video port connects a monitor cable to a computer. Figure 9 shows two of the most common video ports. There are several video port and connector types. List of 5 items. Video graphics array VGA. VGA has a 3-row 15-pin female connector and provides analog output to a monitor. Digital Visual Interface DVI. DVI has a 24-pin female connector or a 29-pin female connector and provides a compressed digital output to a monitor. DVI-I provides both analog and digital signals. DVI-D provides digital signals only. High Definition Multimedia Interface HDMI. HDMI has a 19-pin connector and provides digital video and digital audio signals. S-Video. S-Video has a 4-pin connector and provides analog video signals. component/RGB/RGB has three shielded cables, red, green, blue, with RCA jacks, and provides analog video signals list end. 9 diagrams. Diagram 1, pictorial. Serial connector. Description, displays a picture of a serial port. This port has 9 pins arranged in 2 layers, 4 and 5 pins respectively. The case motherboard is a male port. Diagram 2, pictorial. USB connectors. Description, displays the commonly used USB connector. Diagram 3, pictorial. FireWire connector. Description, displays the FireWire connectors. Similar to the USB, however, it is tapered on one end to prevent connection problems. Diagram 4, pictorial. Parallel connector. Description, displays a parallel cable. These have wider interfaces when compared to serial cables ports. These are becoming less common. Diagram 5, pictorial. SCSI connector. Description, these connectors look like parallel connectors at first glance but are distinctly different. They come in a number of pin configurations, 25, 50 and 68 pin configurations. Diagram 6, pictorial. Network connector. Description, displays the RJ45 jack of a network cable. This is very similar to the RJ9, your common phone connector, however it is distinctly wider. Diagram 7, pictorial. PS/2 ports. Description, displays a picture of the PS/2 ports and connectors. The port motherboard is female, the connectors are male with pin configurations that allow only one orientation for connection. These ports and connectors are commonly color-coded for keyboard and mouse connections. Diagram 8, pictorial. Audio ports. Description, displays the ports available on a common sound card, namely line in, microphone in, line out, auxiliary in, and game port/MIDI. Separate sound cards are becoming rarer as their functionality is incorporated into the motherboards. Diagram 9, pictorial. Video port. Description, displaying the ports commonly available on graphics video cards. These include mouse ports, VGA, and DVI ports. 1.6 identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of input devices. An input device is used to enter data or instructions into a computer. Here are some examples of input devices, list of 5 items. Mouse and keyboard. Digital camera and digital video camera. Biometric authentication device. Touch screen. Scanner list end. The mouse and keyboard are the two most commonly used input devices. The mouse is used to navigate the graphical user interface GUI. The keyboard is used to enter text commands that control the computer. Digital cameras and digital video cameras, shown in Figure 1, create images that can be stored on magnetic media. The image is stored as a file that can be displayed, printed, or altered. Biometric identification makes use of features that are unique to an individual user, such as fingerprints, voice recognition, or a retinal scan. When combined with ordinary usernames, biometrics guarantees that the authorized person is accessing the data. Figure 2 shows a laptop that has a built-in fingerprint scanner. A touchscreen has a pressure-sensitive transparent panel. The computer receives instructions specific to the place on the screen that the user touches. A scanner digitizes an image or document. The digitization of the image is stored as a file that can be displayed, printed, or altered. A barcode reader is a type of scanner that reads universal product code UPC barcodes. It is widely used for pricing and inventory information. 2 diagrams. Diagram 1, pictorial. Digital cameras. Description, displays a number of the common digital cameras for digital imaging. These range extensively in performance and function. Diagram 2, pictorial. Fingerprint scanner. Description, displays a fingerprint scanner and a diagram of a fingerprint indicating the key points the scanner uses to identify. 1.7 identify the names, purposes, and characteristics of output devices. An output device is used to present information to the user from a computer. Here are some examples of output devices, list of 3 items. Monitors and projectors. Printers, scanners, and fax machines. Speakers and headphones. List end. Monitors and projectors. Monitors and projectors are primary output devices for a computer. There are different types of monitors, as shown in Figure 1. The most important difference between these monitor types is the technology used to create an image. List of 3 items. CRT cathode ray tube monitor is the most common monitor type. Red, green, and blue electron beams move back and forth across the phosphorus-coated screen. The phosphor glows when struck by the electron beam. Areas not struck by the electron beam do not glow. The combination of glowing and non-glowing areas is what creates the image on the screen. Most televisions also use this technology. LCD liquid crystal display is commonly used in laptops and some projectors. It consists of 2 polarizing filters with a liquid crystal solution between them. An electronic current aligns the crystals so that light can either pass through or not pass through. The effect of light passing through in certain areas and not in others is what creates the image. LCD comes in 2 forms, active matrix and passive matrix. Active matrix is sometimes called thin film. Transistor TFT. TFT allows each pixel to be controlled, which creates very sharp color images. Passive matrix is less expensive than active matrix but does not provide the same level of image control. DLP digital light processing is another technology used in projectors. DLP projectors use a spinning color wheel with a microprocessor-controlled array of mirrors called a digital micromirror device DMD. Each mirror corresponds to a specific pixel. Each mirror reflects light toward or away from the projector optics. This creates a monochromatic image of up to 1024 shades of gray in between white and black. The color wheel then adds the color data to complete the projected color image list and monitor resolution refers to the level of image detail that can be reproduced. Figure 2 is a chart of common monitor resolutions. Higher resolution settings produce better image quality. There are several factors involved in monitor resolution, list of 6 items. Pixels. The term pixel is an abbreviation for picture element. Pixels are the tiny dots that comprise a screen. Each pixel consists of red, green, and blue. Dot pitch. Dot pitch is the distance between pixels on the screen. A lower dot pitch number produces a better image. Refresh rate. The refresh rate is how often per second the image is rebuilt. A higher refresh rate produces a better image and reduces the level of flicker. Interlace / non-interlace. Interlaced monitors create the image by scanning the screen 2 times. The first scan covers the odd lines, top to bottom, and the second scan covers the even lines. Non-interlaced monitors create the image by scanning the screen, 1 line at a time from top to bottom. Most CRT monitors today are non-interlaced. Horizontal vertical colors HVC. The number of pixels in a line is the horizontal resolution. The number of lines in a screen is the vertical resolution. The number of colors that can be reproduced is the color resolution. Aspect ratio. Aspect ratio is the horizontal to vertical measurement of the viewing area of a monitor. For example, a 4:3 aspect ratio would apply to a viewing area that is 16 inches wide by 12 inches high. A 4:3 aspect ratio would also apply to a viewing area that is 24 inches wide by 18 inches high. A viewing area that is 22 inches wide by 12 inches high has an aspect ratio of 11:6 list end. Monitors have controls for adjusting the quality of the image. Here are some common monitor settings, list of 4 items. Brightness intensity of the image. Contrast ratio of light to dark. Position vertical and horizontal location of image on the screen. Reset returns the monitor settings to factory settings. List end. Printers, scanners, and fax machines. Printers are output devices that create hard copies of computer files. Some printers specialize in particular applications, such as printing color photographs. Other all-in-one type printers, like the one shown in Figure 3, are designed to provide multiple services such as printing, fax, and copier functions. Speakers and headphones. Speakers and headphones are output devices for audio signals. Most computers have audio support either integrated into the motherboard or on an adapter card. Audio support includes ports that allow input and output of audio signals. The audio card has an amplifier to power headphones and external speakers, which are shown in Figure 4. 4 diagrams. Diagram 1, pictorial. Types of monitors. Description, displays pictures of 3 common display devices including a CRT monitor, a LCD monitor, and a projector. Diagram 2, table. Display resolutions. Description, displays a detailed table matching display standards with pixels and their associated aspect ratios. Diagram 3, pictorial. All-in-one printer. Description, displays an all-in-one printer. This incorporates a scanner and printer. It also commonly includes a fax service, photocopy function, and photo printing abilities. Diagram 4, pictorial. Speakers and headphones. Description, displays one on the numerous sets of headphones and surround sound speaker systems available for computers. 1.8 explains system resources and their purposes. System resources are used for communication purposes between the CPU and other components in a computer. There are 3 common system resources, list of 3 items. Interrupt request IRQ. Input / output IO, port addresses. Direct memory access DMA list end. Interrupt requests. IRQs are used by computer components to request information from the CPU. The IRQ travels along a wire on the motherboard to the CPU. When the CPU receives an interrupt request, the CPU determines how to fulfill this request. The priority of the request is determined by the IRQ number assigned to that computer component. Older computers only had 8 IRQs to assign to devices. Newer computers have 16 IRQs, which are numbered 0 to 15, as shown in Figure 1. As a general rule, each component in the computer must be assigned a unique IRQ. IRQ conflicts can cause components to stop functioning and even cause the computer to crash. With the numerous components that can be installed in a computer, it is difficult to assign a unique IRQ to every component. Today, most IRQ numbers are assigned automatically with plug-and-play PNP, operating systems and the implementation of PCI slots, USB ports, and FireWire ports. Input / output IO, port addresses. Input-output I.O. port addresses are used to communicate between devices and software. The I.O. port address is used to send and receive data for a component. As with IRQs, each component will have a unique I.O. port assigned. There are 65,535 I.O. ports in a computer, and they are referenced by a hexadecimal address in the range of 0000H to FFFFH. Figure 2 shows a chart of common I.O. ports. Direct memory access. DMA channels are used by high-speed devices to communicate directly with main memory. These channels allow the device to bypass interaction with the CPU and directly store and retrieve information from memory. Only certain devices can be assigned a DMA channel, such as SCSI host adapters and sound cards. Older computers only had 4 DMA channels to assign to components. Newer computers have 8 DMA channels that are numbered 0 to 7, as shown in Figure 3. 3 diagrams. Diagram 1, tabular. Interrupt requests IRQs. Description, displays a table matching IRQs and their function. IRQ, 0. Function, system timer. IRQ, 1. Function, keyboard controller. IRQ, 2. Function, second IRQ controller cassade. IRQ, 3. Function, serial 2 com, 2. IRQ, 4. Function, serial 1 com, 1. IRQ, 5. Function, sound parallel 2 LPT2. IRQ, 6. Function, floppy drive controller. IRQ, 7. Function, parallel 1 LPT1. IRQ, 8. Function, real-time clock. IRQ, 9. Function, available as IRQ2 or IRQ9. IRQ, 10. Function, available. IRQ, 11. Function, available. IRQ, 12. Function, mouse port / available. IRQ, 13. Function, math coprocessor. IRQ, 14. Function, primary IDE. IRQ, 15. Function, secondary IDE. Diagram 2, tabular. I.O. port addresses. Description, displays a table matching devices and I.O. port addresses. Device, COM1. I.O. port address, 3F8. Device, COM2. I.O. port address, 2F8. Device, COM3. I.O. port address, 3E8. Device, COM4. I.O. port address, 2E8. Device, LPT1. I.O. port address, 378. Device, LPT2. I.O. port address, 2F8. Diagram 3, tabular. DMA channels. Description, displays a table matching DMA channels with a recommended use. DMA channel, 0. Recommended use, sound. DMA channel, 1. Recommended use, sound. DMA channel, 2. Recommended use, floppy drive controller. DMA channel, 3. Recommended use, LPT1, in ECP mode. DMA channel, 4. Recommended use, cascade for DMA 0-3. DMA channel, 5. Recommended use, sound. DMA channel, 6. Recommended use, available. DMA channel, 7. Recommended use, available 1.9 summary. This chapter introduced the IT industry, options for training and employment, and some of the industry standard certifications. This chapter also covered the components that comprise a personal computer system. Much of the content in this chapter will help you throughout this course, list of 8 items. Information technology encompasses the use of computers, network hardware, and software to process, store, transmit, and retrieve information. A personal computer system consists of hardware components and software applications. The computer case and power supply must be chosen carefully to support the hardware inside the case and allow for the addition of components. The internal components of a computer are selected for specific features and functions. All internal components must be compatible with the motherboard. You should use the correct type of ports and cables when connecting devices. Typical input devices include the keyboard, mouse, touchscreen, and digital cameras. Typical output devices include monitors, printers, and speakers. System resources must be assigned to computer components. System resources include IRQs, I.O. port addresses, and DMA's list end. Single diagram. Diagram 1, pictorial. Information technology. Description: no relevant information.